The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, a warm welcome to everybody to a happy hour. And sometimes when we think about loving kindness, we think about I'm an individual here and I'm sending loving kindness to an individual over there. This real distinct set of me versus the person over there, the lovable being. Or sometimes we do loving kindness for ourselves, but it could also be the, you know, a friend, a difficult person, a neutral person, etc. So sometimes when we're doing loving kindness practice, there can be a distinct set of separation or a sense of maybe I'll use this word, boundaries between me and everybody else. But there's also a way in which boundaries can show up that are painful. So this word boundaries is tricky. I wish I had a better one, because sometimes boundaries are really important. We need to say, you know, I can tolerate this and I can't tolerate that. And you can interact with me in a certain way, but not in other ways. So those types of boundaries are really important. But there can be a delineation. Thank you, Nicholas. So there might be a different way in which there might be a delineation. There might be a separation. And that is when these boundaries show up as us versus them, and it's laced with a sense of ill will, maybe a little bit of hostility, or maybe there's a sense of collapsing into me and my tribe, and everybody else out there is somehow other and bad somehow. I'm just using this kind of generic word, bad. So when we have these kinds of distinctions of me against the world, me versus you, us versus them, there's often a sense of defensiveness that goes with that. There's a sense of maybe some aggressiveness or some shutting down. And those types of boundaries, delineations, separations don't offer the best outcomes when we're in our life or in society, when we have those senses really strong. So loving kindness practice, let's say from the outside, it might seem like, how does this work where there's an individual who's setting goodwill, who's sending kindness to another? It might seem that that kind of perpetuates this sense of distinction, this separation, but loving kindness practice really helps soften and helps make some of these distinctions more porous as we start to connect with the common humanity. And to be sure, I'm not saying that we have to become best friends with the other people that have harmed us or maybe we've experienced some disrespect, some racism, some oppression. I'm not saying that we have to all come together as one kind of happy family. There's a lot of healing, a lot of respect that needs to be done. But loving kindness practice is a way in which we can create boundaries that are healthy, boundaries that are supportive and that are helpful, that doesn't diminish anybody, doesn't diminish ourselves, and nor does it dehumanize others. And not only between us and others, but loving kindness practice can help soften some of the boundaries or the distinctions between different aspects of ourselves. There's often a way in which we kind of want to disown a part of ourselves, maybe a part of our history, a part of difficult emotions. Maybe there's some really deep broken hearts that sometimes we want to just separate ourselves. Like everything would be fine if those would go away, but of course, it doesn't work that well, right? If it worked well, you wouldn't be here. You would have like just separated from those and gone on with your merry life. But so this idea of loving kindness as a way that helps to keep the boundaries that are helpful and supportive. So we don't lose discernment. We don't lose wisdom, but it also helps us to see that some of the separations we have are a way that don't offer the best outcomes, don't offer the most freedom, for ourselves and the most freedom for others. And this is where the peace is where there's the freedom, where we don't feel trapped, or we don't feel like everything will be fine as long as I am completely separate from others. And then we have to organize our life to make sure that we're separate from the others, whoever the others happen to be. And again, I want to say there can be some wisdom, right, where we really should be separate from others, but can we be separate from others without our hearts being closed? Can we use wisdom and discernment to say it's better if there's some physical separation, maybe some mental separation? I'm not thinking about these others, but can we do that with a peaceful heart? Can we do that with a wise heart? And loving kindness practice is one of the ways that we can help find our way there. Find our way with all the other beings on this planet. So with that as an introduction, let's do some meditation practice. So taking an alert, upright posture. A posture that offers stability, some balance, some ease, as well as some uprightness. Either literally or figuratively. And bringing the attention to the body in a general way, just feeling into the posture and noticing how does it feel to sit here and now. And then in a more specific way, we can do a light body scan as a way to help us connect with the body. Of course, the body is always here. Checking in around the eyes and the jaw, places we commonly hold tension. And with the shoulders, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. The upper back, the lower back. The chest, the belly. Can there be some softness and openness and the feeling the pressure against the body, the chair, or cushion, or whatever it is we're sitting on. Upper legs, the lower legs. The feet, feeling grounded, connected with the feet. And the arms, and the hands. And then resting the attention on the sensations of breathing, feeling the expansion and contraction of the chest or the abdomen, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Tuning in to what does an inhale feel like? What does an exhale feel like? And then when the mind wanders, just very gently, simply begin again with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, somebody with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. This could be somebody you know, maybe somebody you know about, an author, a teacher, a leader. Or maybe it's an imaginary kitten, puppy, baby. And to connect with this lovable being. Bringing the being to mind, visually, then to help support the heart and mind to stay connected with this well-wishing that we have for this lovable being, can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sometimes it's helpful to check in with the body and see if there is any warmth or openness, maybe some softening, literally or figuratively, And if so, to allow that to be a support. Allow that to be a foundation, perhaps, out of which this well-wishing, this goodwill, this loving kindness is fueled or supported by that sense of softness, warmth, spaciousness. And it's perfectly fine if you're not feeling anything in particular. It's perfectly fine. Maybe reconnecting with the lovable being. And then to expand our loving kindness for a good friend. Sometimes our relationships with our friends are just a little bit more snags, which is fine. It's part of human relations. To extend loving kindness, metta, to our good friend, bringing them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to use different phrases. Maybe there's other words that resonate more with you. And then to extend our loving kindness to ourselves. Just as we send goodwill to lovable being and good friends, to send it to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Part of living with ease is having a sense of wholeness, completeness. Instead of trying to excise certain parts of ourselves, trying to disown or remove. And we allow our complete humanity. Softening the boundaries between those parts that we think are more undesirable than the rest. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then can we extend our loving kindness even further to include someone we don't know? It might be somebody here in this Zoom call. Maybe it's a neighbor that you see on occasion. Can we extend goodwill to even people we don't know? If you can, it's helpful to have in mind an individual as opposed to just the collective. Bringing this person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we'll end with a little bit of equanimity practice. for this practice, bring to mind somebody that you care about, but sometimes they're a little bit bothersome or irksome. So not the most difficult person that you know. For this person, we'll use this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, and the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of loving kindness being a way to kind of soften some of the distinctions, delineations, separations that we do that have a little bit of are not just about freedom and peace, but are about maybe there's some fear or. And to be sure, I mean, safety is so important. But maybe I'm trying to convey, right? There's boundaries that are important, but can we do it in a way that we don't harden our hearts towards the other people on the other side? And maybe even some of these boundaries we don't need. So, and this is part of what it means to have some wisdom. Is to recognize what are the ones that are really wise and supportive and important for my life, and which are the ones that maybe I inherited from whatever reason. And we think that, you know, people on the other side somehow are less than or different or somehow not as worthy. So loving kindness is a way that can really help support this process of having boundaries that are supportive and having other ones become more porous, ones that aren't so supportive. So this can be helpful to talk about with others, this idea of boundaries and this one word that can convey a number of different meanings. I mean, it has one meaning, but maybe there's nuance in the way that we use it or understand it in our lives. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you have a chance to talk with others about this. And for 12 minutes, And it can be helpful just to say one thing and then let it go to the next person. And then they say one thing and then let it go to the next person. They say one thing. And then it comes back around to you. So in that way, there's can be a sharing and maybe a creation of something together. Otherwise, sometimes the introverts end up not really speaking, and there isn't as much opportunity for sharing and interaction with others. So for this purpose, how about if we... Sorry, I'm doing a few things here at once, trying to take care of this. So in this way, these kind of breakout rooms, they're kind of, you know, they're contrived. They're not our usual way of speaking, but it's a way in which everybody has an opportunity to participate, and maybe something new can arise when these different voices come together. So let's go in the order of the number of characters in your screen name. If you have a long screen name, you'll go last. Okay, here we go.